The court-ordered deadline to reunite migrant children and their parents has passed. Late yesterday, federal officials said they were on track to reunite all eligible parents being held by Immigration and Customs Enforcement. For more on the story, I'm joined by KJZZ's Matthew Casey, who spent the last month covering this lawsuit filed by the American Civil Liberties Union against the U.S. government. Hi, Matt.
Good morning, Mark.
So, did the federal government actually make the deadline?
Well, that really depends on how you look at it. You know, this case is a class action lawsuit, and a class is a group of people, and the group has to be defined. So the judge's order was to reunite separated families unless doing so would put a kid in danger. There are subsets of the class, of course. The first one was the kids under 5 years old, and the second one, which we're dealing with now, was the one of kids between 5 and 17. Within that group of 5 to 17-year-olds, the government ID'd about 2,500 kids that had been separated from their families. We know that they reunited more than 1,800 of them, and the number most certainly grew before the deadline completely passed. But that still leaves about 700 kids without their parent or guardian. The government is saying parents of these kids are either not eligible for reunification or the parent can't be released from custody. They include kids whose parents were deported without them, and how those separations get resolved is going to be front and center in the coming days.
Matt, what other reasons did the government give for a parent not being eligible to reunite with their child?
So, a handful of the parents had red flags when officials checked their backgrounds. A bigger handful were released by ICE inside the United States. And the largest handful the government appears to be searching for. But more than three quarters of the parents deemed not eligible have already been deported, or the government says they chose not to be reunited with their kids. Matt Albans is a top official at ICE. He says just getting their kids to the United States is the main reason why parents pay thousands of dollars for a smuggler and take the dangerous journey to the border.
And once their children are here, they're generally not going to want to give up the opportunity to have that child remain here in the country, which is why they frequently decline to have that child removed with them.
Now, Matt, you mentioned red flags in a parent's background. What exactly does that mean?
The government breaks that down into two categories: people who had issues with a background check and people whose case files had information that raised alarm. Chris Meekins is a top official at Health and Human Services, and he says the government has dug deeper on warnings in parents' background checks, and it turned out that some of them had minor crimes that didn't disqualify them from reunification. Other parents, though, had violent crimes, like in the kids under five group, for example. The government says some had domestic violence in their past, and even one was charged with murder. Here's what Meekins said about red flags in parents' case files.
That could be evidence of child abuse. It could be evidence that the parent who's claiming to be the parent actually is not the parent. And so both of these areas are about protecting the safety of the children, and that's something we take very seriously.
Now, Matt, you've reported that the government and the ACLU will be in federal court this afternoon in California. What do you expect to be the focus of that hearing?
Well, the obvious issue is whether the government made the deadline. Another issue is how to go about reuniting kids with deported parents. And you may also remember, Mark, that the judge temporarily blocked the government from immediately deporting families after they were reunited. So today, the ACLU says they will argue that the judge should make that permanent. Once the government tells the ACLU a family has been reunited, the ACLU wants the government to have to wait a week before it can deport them. Legal Alert is the ACLU's lead attorney on the case. He says the families have to make life-altering choices. Do they both want to seek asylum? Do they both give up their immigration cases and go home together? Or does the kid stay here alone to fight their case?
So those are really incredibly difficult legal decisions to make, complex legal decisions, and obviously fraught emotionally. The parents and children haven't seen each other. They've had brief phone calls where it would have been impossible to actually figure something like that out.
So what kinds of legal penalties does the ACLU plan to seek if the government did in fact not make the deadline?
Well, Gallant says, you know, they haven't really thought a lot about that. He also says that he doesn't think they would look for penalties just for the sake of punishing the government. Instead, the ACLU would seek ways to make the reunification process move even quicker, and that would include quicker timelines for the government and more transparency.
All right, that's KJZZ's Matthew Casey. Matt, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Mark.